Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 145. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I started things off this week with a track by Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. That song is called All Hail Dracula. If you saw him on the last tour, you probably saw them preview that track. I'm very glad to hear it recorded, and I'm very glad for the new album. It was just released on Polyvinyl Records, an August 17th release, and it's a fantastic leap forward in fidelity and concise pop songwriting, much better than the last album, and I'd say much better than the first album as well. Definitely a pick-it-up sort of thing, and it sits right next to your Bishop Allen records now, so that should make you happy. I have got quite a bit of music for you today. Let's continue on with a track by Elliott Smith. While he closed his EXO album with this, we're going to kind of put it early in the podcast. This song's called I Didn't Understand.
Thought you'd be looking for the next in line to love, then ignore, put out and put away. And so you'd soon be leaving me alone, like I'm supposed to be tonight, tomorrow, and every day. There's nothing here that you'll miss. I can guarantee you this is a cloud of smoke. Trying to occupy space. What a fucking joke. What a fucking joke. To separate the both of us and take me all far away from you. 'Cause my feelings never change a bit. I always feel like shit. I don't know why. I guess that I just do. You once talked to me about of a never, never land. And I could have gone to that place, but I didn't understand. I didn't understand. I didn't understand.
Darkened bars and glows in the golden.
They're two artists deftly skilled in orchestral pop. The second there was Shearwater with the song Hidden Lakes. That's on the band's album Golden Archipelago. That came out February of this year. Of course, the project of Jonathan Mellberg there. That is on Matador Records. It is a kind of progressive indie pop opus. It's a concept album, and some of the pieces work better than others. Not quite what I was expecting, but it has its moments, and it is beautiful at times. Before that was Elliot Smith with the song I Didn't Understand. As I said, that came from his EXO album that was released in 1998 on DreamWorks Records. And that kind of brings up how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, and hopefully I make good choices and make a good podcast. And that's an example of an album that I picked up after years of wondering about it, found it cheap, and got it. So now we get to listen to it together. We're going to jump into some newer music here. This is a band called Candy Claws from Fort Collins, Colorado.
The breeze.
The clouded out disguises put you in the room. And though I wandered out alone, a thousand lights abounded on our home. And I remember every sound it made, the clouded out disguises and the grave. So yeah, I know I'm still afraid of letting go of choices I have made. All delighted people raise their hands, and I took you by the sleeve. No other reason than to be your leading man, and you woke up.
Don't ask how that got in there. That is the Flying Burrito Brothers with the song Sin City. That's on the band's opus, The Gilded Palace of Sin, that came out in 1969. Graham Parsons and Chris Hillman wrote that one. Before that was something a little newer, Sufjan Stevens with the song All Delighted People. That was the classic rock version. That is from the EP of the same name, which has just been released on Asthmatic Kitty in August of this year. And we should have the new album from Sufjan real soon. So keep an eye on that if you're interested. I think it's hard to find a band to follow up with Illinois. I mean, really, that was the last proper album. So we'll see what happens with the new one there. We've gotten EPs and projects and remixes and B-sides and things in between, but he's got a lot to live up to. Let's see if he can do it with the next one, and I'm sure you'll hear it on the Too Much Rock podcast once I find it. We started that set off with a band called Candy Claws. Name of that song was The Breathing Fire. That's on the band's album Hidden Lands, which came out on Two-Syllable Records August of this year. That very interesting. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I think it's good stuff, and I think it's interesting, but I'm not sure I'll be revisiting that one a lot. I see I'm about out of time, so let me wrap things up here. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 145. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. We're going to continue here in the time machine. I'm going to end with a track by Smearup. This song is called Skinhead Girl and was originally released in 1970 on an album called Skinhead Moonstomp by Trojan Records. If you're not, this is actually a 1995 reissue on CD with some bonus tracks, and I finally picked this up after years of just having copies from friends and such. So if you're not familiar with the skinhead reggae subgenre, it may confuse some people, but certainly it was basically reggae before it got all Rastafarian, strongly influenced by the U.S. soul scene, the kind of thing that makes me happy, and I think this should make you dance as well. So let's end things off here with Smearup with the song Skinhead Girl. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk next week.